From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin has urged all higher education institutions and universities to strengthen collaboration and cooperation with industries to face the changing reality. He said at the 5th International Seminar and Conference on Global Issues, ISCO Key 2021, on Saturday. Aside from collaborating with industry, higher education institutions must also expand cooperation with governments, organizations, non-governmental organizations, and the media. The Indonesian government is continuing to expand the scope of COVID-19 vaccination at the readiness of health facilities to prevent any potential spike in cases amid the emergence of the new variant and increasing public mobility. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto made the remarks in a written statement issued on Friday that the readiness of health facilities such as the availability of medical oxygen at COVID-19 referral hospitals across Indonesia is crucial. Aspects of access, participation control and benefit APKM should exist in the policies, programs or activities within human rights cities or districts, National Commission on Violence Against Women or Komnas Perempuan Commissioner Alimatul Kiptiah stated on Saturday. This aim to achieve equality and gender justice as well as ensure compassion for the vulnerable groups in addition to realizing districts or cities that care for human rights. The participation aspects entails the involvement of all parties, starting from regional government and stakeholders to the public within the planning and implementation of programs, policies, and activities within human rights districts or cities. Let's move on to the international news. The Omicron coronavirus variant has been reported in 89 countries, and the number of cases is doubling in 1.5 to 3 days in areas with community transmission, the World Health Organization said on Saturday. Omicron is spreading rapidly in countries with high level of population immunity, but it is unclear if this is due to the virus' ability to evade immunity, its inherent increased transmissibility, or a combination of both. The Netherlands will go into a strict lockdown after the Christmas and New Year's period to try to contain highly contagious Omicron coronavirus variant, Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Saturday. All non-essential shops and services, including restaurants, hairdressers, museums, and gyms, will be closed from Sunday until January 14. All schools will be shut until at least January 9. Other measures include a recommendation that households receive no more than 2 visitors and that gathering outside are also limited to a maximum of 2 people. Beijing City said on Saturday that it is advising residents not to leave town during a major holiday season in early 2022, part of efforts to limit coronavirus risk while the Winter Olympics Games are being held. In addition to encouraging people not to take unnecessary trips outside the city, it will also call for some gatherings to be held online. The Northern Hebei province that will co-host the game with Beijing as well as several other cities have issued similar advisories. Paris on Saturday said it was cancelling its traditional New Year fireworks as Europe braced for tighter curbs to rein in the spread of the new strain of the coronavirus, fueling a resurgence in COVID-19 cases worldwide. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen has warned the Omicron coronavirus variant could be dominant in Europe by mid-January. Many countries have decided to reintroduce travel restriction and other containment measures since it was first detected in South Africa last month. Listener, that was the news.
Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin officially announced the discovery of a new variant of Omicron in Indonesia. In a virtual statement on Thursday in Jakarta, Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that the new variant of COVID-19 was found in a cleaning worker at the Wisma Athlete Hospital with the initials N, along with the two colleagues who were also confirmed positive for COVID-19. Budi said that N was confirmed positive for COVID-19 after undergoing a routine PCR test at Wisma Athlete on December 8. The sample was then taken to the Health Research and Development Agency of the Ministry of Health on the 10th to undergo a genome sequencing test. On the evening of December 15, the sample was declared an Omicron variant. Budi stated that the three cleaning workers had undergone a second PCR test and were declared negative for COVID-19. However, the three people are still undergoing isolation at the RA Wisma Atlet.
Jadi ada tiga pekerja pembersih di rumah sakit Wisma Atlet.
So there are three cleaning workers at the Wisma Atlet hospitals who were confirmed to have PCR positive. The three data were sent to Balitbangkes for us to do the genome sequencing test. And one of out of three was positive for Omicron. The second is not. These three people are asymptomatic, so they are still healthy, no fever, no cough. Then the three of them have also been tested for PCR again because the first PCR test was on the 8th. The PCR test was back on the exit test 3 days later, and the PCR test was negative. In addition, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin also said that currently the Indonesian government has detected at least 5 cases that have the possibility of Omicron. These 5 cases were found from 5 people who entered Indonesia from abroad. Of the 5 people, 2 of them were Indonesian citizens who had just returned from the United States and Britain, and 3 were foreign nationals who came to Manado from China. However, Budi emphasized that the 5 cases were still possible.
Di luar pasien yang sudah terkonfirmasi positif ini,
apart from patients who have been confirmed positive, the Ministry of Health has also detected 5 cases of probable Omicron. So we are not sure about Omicron, but because we did a PCR test with specification called SGTF, we detected 5 probable cases of Omicron. 2 cases are Indonesian citizens who recently returned from the United States and the United Kingdom. The 2 Indonesian citizens are currently being isolated at the Wisma Atlet. The other 3 probable cases are foreigners from China who came to Manado and are now being isolated in Manado quarantine. Once again, these 5 people are still probable because they have just been tested by PCR with special markers, and the positive PCR samples from these 5 probable cases have been sent to the Health Research and Development Agency, and we are running a genome sequencing test, which is expected in the next 3 days to confirm whether it is true, is the Omicron or not. Regarding the discovery of the first case of the Omicron variant in Indonesia, President Joko Widodo on Thursday invited the entire community to try suppress the spread of Omicron.
Sekarang yang harus kita lakukan adalah bersama-sama.
Now, what we have to do is together try our best so that the Omicron variant does not spread in the country. Do not let local transmission occur. We must try to keep the situation in Indonesia good. We keep the number of active cases low. We monitor the transmission rate so that it stays below 1. Don't let it spike again. Important alert, but don't let these developments make us panic. So far, the Omicron variant has not shown a life-threatening character for the patient, especially patients who have received the vaccine. President Joko Widodo asked all Indonesians to maintain health protocols and immediately get COVID-19 vaccination services. The president also ordered all regional heads to intensify COVID-19 checks and tracing close contacts with COVID-19 patients. The president also appealed to the entire community and state officials not to travel abroad to anticipate the transmission of Omicron. Started in history with December 19, 1948, when the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia is formed. December 19, 1948, 3 years after proclaiming its independence, the Indonesian people faced a critical situation when the Dutch tried to regain its former colony. The situation forced the movement of the country's capital city from Yogyakarta to Bukit Tinggi by forming the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia. In this condition, the Indonesian government system was disturbed by the Dutch, who at that time managed to control the city of Yogyakarta. To remember the important and historic events in the journey of Indonesia's independence, later the 6th president of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, declared December 19 as the commemoration of National Defense Day. This is done as a form of appreciation to remember the struggle of national figures in maintaining independence and the Indonesian government system. Moving on to December 19, 1949, when Gajah Mada University is founded. Gajah Mada University is a public university in Indonesia which was established by the government of the Republic of Indonesia on December 19, 1949. The campus, which is located in the special region of Yogyakarta, was the first university established by the government of the Republic of Indonesia after Indonesia's independence. At the time of its establishment, Gajah Mada University only had 6 faculties, but now it has 18 faculties and 2 schools, namely the vocational school and the graduate school, and more than 100 study programs for masters, doctoral, and specialist. Alan Today in History with December 19, 1961, Operation Trikora is announced. Operation Trikora, Three People Commands, was Indonesia's attempt to liberate West Irian or Papua from the Dutch. History records that President Sukarno announced the call for this operation in his speech on December 19, 1961 in Yogyakarta. The West Papua issue began the roundtable conference in The Hague, Netherlands on November 2, 1949, regarding the plan to recognize sovereignty over Indonesia over the Kingdom of the Netherlands. The content of Trikora or Three People Commands, as called for the President Sukarno, are as follows. Abort the establishment of Papua puppet government, raise the Indonesian flag in West Papua, and get ready for the mobilization to maintain the independence and the unity of the nation.
Listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are. We have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to say hello to Amir Jamil from Pakistan. Thank you for being a participant of our great event, Diplomatic Forum, which was held virtually on December 10, 2021 in Nusa Dua, Bali. We also thank you for your compliment on this event. Please don't miss the next edition for next year. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy! People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just caught up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali said that it was time for Indonesia to produce outstanding athletes through a planned system which was implemented in the Great National Sports Design. Minister Zainuddin Amali stated this in his presentation on Presidential Regulation No. 86 of 2021 concerning the Great National Sports Design in Palembang on Tuesday. He also said that the current athlete regeneration system in Indonesia is not running smoothly because when outstanding athletes retire, it is difficult to get replacement. According to him, this is different if the athletes is created a planned system as is done in many developed countries. It begins with the rigorous selections of prospective athletes so that superior athletes are selected and will develop in the next 10 years period. As a result, when an athlete retires, it will not be a problem because there are dozens others who are in the next layer. The issues of athletes' regeneration is also one of the 13 problems mapped by the Ministry of Youth and Sports when designing the Great National Sports Design. According to Minister Zainuddin Amali, the government has made a strategy and efforts to produce outstanding athletes and will establish 10 provinces as athletes' development center. One of them is South Sumatra, which is expected to become a center for the development of sports science. The Great National Sports Design is a major design that fixes sports governance in Indonesia from upstream to downstream, starting from producing athletes to the welfare of the athletes themselves. The final output, according to the Minister of Youth and Sport, is the achievement and advancement of the sports industry. Previously, President Joko Widodo expressed his concern over Indonesia's sporting achievement that have not progressed, even been overtaken by neighboring countries, which in fact have a far fewer population. The issuance of the presidential regulation is one of the answers to the concern, with a team led by Vice President Maruf Amin and Minister Zainuddin Amali as the daily chair. Meanwhile, at the provincial level, it is led by the governor and at the district or city level by the region and mayors with funding supported by the state budget. The target is, in the 2044 Olympics, Indonesia will be able to enter the ranks of top 5.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Caleb Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you? I'm really glad because you have received some souvenirs from Voice of Indonesia. And I also thank you for your participation in our event Hello Listeners and Diplomatic Forum, which were held virtually. So keep listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And here is a beautiful song for you.
Cemanya bergaya.
Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you have a chance to visit Indonesia, take a trip to Aceh. And when you are there, don't forget to buy local products as souvenirs. There are various typical Aceh products such as the famous Gayo coffee or rencong, the traditional Acehese weapon, and many others. However, if you are traveling to PD Regency in Aceh, you can bring home sugarcane candy as a souvenir, as well as see firsthand how it's made, which is quite unique. The name implies, this sweet is made of sugarcane juice. The process of making it is not easy and quite unique, because it still uses traditional methods. The harvested sugarcane must first be cut and cleaned, then the pieces are ground. What is interesting, people still use the power of buffalo, not electricity or machine, to move the sugarcane grinder. The resulting sugarcane juice is then cooked using firewood. The process of cooking sugarcane juice into sweets takes a long time, up to 8 hours. During these 8 hours, sugarcane juice must be continuously stirred so that it does not harden. Making sugarcane candy is a tradition for some Acehese, even before Indonesia's independence. However, since the Aceh conflict that had occurred in the past, they had stopped the activity of making it. Now that Aceh is peaceful again, the activity of making sugarcane candy is back. Moreover, the demand from day to day is getting bigger. Besides being enjoyed directly, the sweet is usually an added ingredient in popular dessert called Rujak Aceh. There are also those who make sugarcane candy as a medicine for certain disease, which certainly do not use preservatives. You can buy sugarcane candy in various areas in Aceh. One of them is in PD Regency. To get there, it takes about 3 hours from Bandar Aceh City, the capital of Aceh province. Or you can travel for just 20 minutes from Sigi City, the capital of PD Regency. There, sugarcane candy is sold in liquid and thick sweets.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوان بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. ودي كو جو باو هو ني، ودي كو جو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Ratan Kumar Paul from India. Hello sir, we are really sorry for your inconvenience. Your email has been forwarded to our management. We hope you will be patient with the reply. Thank you. Special for our regular listeners throughout the world, we will play a beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki
rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini
karena saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua mimpi menjadi yang terbaik.
pasti bisa.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cyclist, an innovator team from Indonesia, has won the final Pitching Ending Plastic Pollution Innovation Challenge EPIC 2021 and will continue to implement the solution they propose in Mandalika, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Final Pitching Ending Plastic Pollution Innovation Challenge, or EPIC 2021, is a program of the United Nations Development Program UNDP Indonesia and the Philippines, through the secretariats of the National Coordinating Team for Marine Debris Management, TKMPSL, and Archipelagic and Island States, AIS, Forum Projects, Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, NORAD, and the Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as well as the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment. Deputy for Environmental Management and Forestry at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Nani Hendriati, in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, hopes that APEC can be used as a solution to overcome the problems of plastic waste in Indonesia, even in Asia. He added that through APEC, participants can learn from overseas innovators and vice versa. After going through 3 months of incubation, the 4 best teams were selected to win the initial project funding of $72,000 from 17 finalists from various Asian countries. This team also received assistance for 9 months by the UNDP Innovation Hub in collaboration with investors. UNDP Indonesia Resident Representative Nori Masa Shimomura hopes that the 17 innovators can turn challenges into opportunities to implement a circular economy and community development. In addition to the Indonesian cycle, Alterpack from Singapore will also join forces to implement the solution they have proposed in Mandalika. Meanwhile, Trash Cash and Pure Ocean from the Philippines managed to come out as winners of EPIC Phase 2nd. And will implement their innovation on Samal Island, Philippines. A study by the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, in 2018 showed that 0.26 to 0.59 million tons of plastic waste float into the ocean. Responding to these findings, the government of Indonesia, through the National Action Plan for Marine Waste Management, is committed to reducing 70% of plastic waste in the ocean by 2025. EPIC is a part of action and education implementation of the National Action Plan for Marine Debris Management and the AIS Forum to achieve these targets, with the hope of encouraging the community to create various innovations to accelerate the education of plastic waste in the ocean. EPIC is the latest competition at the Asian level that invites all innovators to share bright ideas in dealing with plastic pollution. Previously, EPIC 2020 was held in Vietnam and Thailand, and in 2021, EPIC was held in Indonesia and the Philippines.
Cita gemilang, walau mendung datang menantang.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia listener. Today I will present to you with a song by Noah Ben. Noah launched a new album entitled Second Chance, Taman Langit, which is a rearrangement of the band Peter Pan's debut album titled Taman Langit, which was released in 2003. Now with the support of advanced technology, Noah is reviving the album that led them to become a top Indonesian brand. On this album, the first single release is the song Yang Terdalam. The music video was released on Noah YouTube's channel on Friday. Taking the same scene from the video clip when it was the first release, Ariel, who used to be the main model, has now been replaced with figure of Iqbal Ramadan, the young actor and singer in Indonesia. The video immediately drew a lot of public attention. Listener, here is the song Yang Terdalam by Noah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. From Indonesia.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride. Hold me, hold me, hold me closer.
Indonesia.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendiri. Jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendiri. Sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Ah, 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 ah.
jangan minta jatuh cinta. Luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendiri. Tanpa tergesa,
well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you on the next English program.